audacity.
This is the Parlay Podcast. I'm so excited. Hi, y'all.
Hi.
Everything.
I'm so excited. Y'all introduce yourselves. Go around the circle and introduce.
You go first.
So, okay, I have special guests. Yes. Y'all know what's going on. It's the Parlay Podcast. I'm not supposed to see me on that camera.
Okay.
Yes. I'm so excited for y'all to hear and know, like, what's going on behind the scenes. Like, when they are able to see this, they'll be like, what? The Parlay Podcast, it's your girl, Bree Stevens. Bree, like the cheese. Stevens without the E's. Stevens ends in a Z's. And today, we have goddesses with us. So excited for y'all to get this spiritual healing. We have been camping for 2 weekends in a row. Mm-hmm. I have not put out a podcast since, like, May the 28th because I have not been spiritually connected. Girl, you can't be giving people advice and you just ain't together. I had to get myself together before I put out another thing. I'm not a content pusher.
Or a false prophet.
Ooh. Or what?
Ooh, I love that.
Prophet. Oh. Bro said I'm not a content pusher or a false prophet. Period. If that's what queens... I just can't push no content. Mm-mm. Just because I'm sorry I made y'all a promise that I couldn't commit to before starting, because I am trying to learn how to, like, do what I say I'm gonna do, and I wanted to put it out every week, but when the universe wasn't talking to me no more and I just need to listen, I'm like, I can't talk.
Sometimes it's like that. Be still.
You gotta be still. That's when the universe is telling you to be still.
That type of consistency and time is only made by society. That's it.
That's it. I'm gonna put this in the middle so I can make sure. Oh Lord, y'all have to. Y'all make sure y'all speak up because I want to make sure they hear all of these. Okay, go
it
around the circle.
It itself once a month. It renews itself every month. It restores. It empties out
once a month,
and it fills itself back up
once a month.
Okay, so I'm Ro, we'll tell everybody what we're talking
about today.
Because we can get deep real quick.
Yeah.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah. So I'm Ro Lachey. I go by Ro Lachey on Instagram and Facebook, and I am a certified yoga teacher and confidence coach, spiritual advisor, philanthropist, business owner, own aromatherapy line, and I'm just here to heal. I'm here to get my people back into alignment with the teachers of our ancestors through yoga, through all the things, all the principles of this universe. Some may know me as my aunt. Maybe my aunt in the flesh. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
That'll be up for the viewers to know or not. Not to decide to know.
This is I am she.
I am her.
Mm-hmm. She is me.
I am that.
Y'all
go
here.
One.
Yes. Yes. R.I.P. Well,
Tony.
Ro. Yes, R.I.P. Tony.
But I'm Nikki Lewis. I go by Nikki Lewis on Instagram. I am a producer. I'm an organizer. If you got an idea, I can always envision something, and I help you make people get to the steps of becoming great. Take care of my friends, whether it be emotional or physical or financial. I just consider myself a support. And I'm kind of like the guardrails on a bowling alley. You're the ball. You're the star. Do your thing. And I'm just here to help you put processes while I'm my own star doing my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's so
sweet. Yes. Welcome, Nikki.
Welcome, Nikki.
What is your goddess? Who are you?
Who is
your goddess?
Oh, as I sit on the yellow, Oshun is my mother. Ooh. Goddess Oshun. She has been with me since before I came into this place.
Love it.
Yes,
well,
are you
going to
ask me that question?
I am.
I know.
You better know
we have
it.
Your little, it's okay, I ain't saying
you may or may not know it. It doesn't matter.
I am.
Your spirit knows.
Yes. I am everything above.
Yes.
So, my name is Chiara Beck, but I'm also known as Kiara. Chiara, though, preferred. And.
What do you do?
Yeah. I'm a hairstylist.
And then what else?
And I do yoga.
Oh, okay.
I'm a yogi.
What's your spirit? Who your spirit say you are?
My spirit says I am a creator. Mm-hmm. I do all kind of things.
Yes.
And when I try to put myself in one category, it just doesn't. It feels so
you are all
limiting.
Things.
Yes, limiting, and it's it feels scripted when I put myself into one category, because I am a woman of everything, creative, anything.
That's why she's sitting on that orange right there.
Yes.
That's why she's sitting on
that
orange.
I'm on the creative chakra.
actually, are we going to get into talking about
we
chakras?
We need to talk about chakras. That actually this needs to be the first topic. So I have a question for y'all about chakras. So
let's talk about what chakra we're on right now, though.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that. Amazing. We have to tell people what chakras are.
Okay.
Because I'm one of the people who was like, chakras. And then I thought people were like weird. I thought everybody was just doing the internet thing because everybody loves internet things.
Trends.
Yeah. And then there are hashtags now like spiritual wellness. So I know that I've talked before on other podcast episodes about wanting to talk about wellness in its entirety. There are 8 dimensions of wellness. So today's dimension is spiritual wellness. This is so important because we are dealing with a whole lot of caucasity audacity. So we ain't got no soundboard. We the soundboard. Right. Okay, period. Caucasity audacity has been spreading the nation. Terror has stricken down in multiple. Chaos has been created and manifested all over again in different cities this time, and it has a different face and has a different name, but it's the same game. Spiritual wellness. So we are not spiritually well as a country. Obviously, we've never been spiritually well. We didn't get here spiritually well.
This country and this mainstream society was founded on genocide. So,
genocide is still happening.
As of 2019.
Right now.
I mean, when you choose to poison your people through foods, Coca-Colas and things like that, you're slowly committing genocide amongst your people.
And now that in it is tied to food, wellness, all of these things are tied to your chakra. So let's discuss the chakra system. So what does that actually like mean to have chakras?
So I'm gonna give you the Caucasian's definition.
The Caucasity audacity. If y'all see me do that, make sure you join me with the
Caucasity
audacity. Do you want us to do it together?
What? Did you warn them that we're going to be just so direct and blunt?
I mean, that's what this is here for. I'm Brie.
So
when you sign up for this shit,
okay.
I hope you're blunt to be on this show.
It's been a minute.
I love it because I just never did anything like this. So
yes, this is.
Just be open.
Yeah, I tell people the first time, excuse the language, not the message. Okay. So if you just really are upset about the Caucasian word, like, are you not a Caucasian? Tell me your lineage. You probably don't know.
I mean,
it. So
it's just facts. I mean,
it's like
you
you're gonna be Caucasian, if you want to be prideful, then be Irish and prideful. Be German. Be Jewish. Be
drink
Russian.
Your beer
be
and wine.
Say what your culture is and who your spirits are aligned with. Tell me who you're aligned with. But you're out of touch with who you're aligned with.
Like, I need y'all
all
to get
immigrants.
Into Lithuania. Okay?
We're all immigrants.
I need some Lithuania day.
Well,
I need some Romania.
Okay. I'm so sorry. So let's go to the
immigrant thing. I think immigrant we're thing. Like the original.
Well, we're not talking about us being immigrants. Okay. We're talking about them as far as them looking at people being immigrants.
Yeah, they're immigrants.
Y'all hop, skip, jump, ran over here. Ran over here. Was so excited to build up this new world.
And this
is
don't
new.
Be that wild.
It ain't
say, new. Say what's up. Hey, what's up, girl? No, ma'am. Don't talk to me.
Caucasity audacity.
Like you have lame.
What is the definition of chakras?
Chakras. This is the Hindu and the European definition. Chakras are areas of energy in the body that run from the base of your spine to the top of your head. There are 7 basic chakras. That's negotiable. Each with a corresponding color and symbol. The Sanskrit word chakra means wheels, which refers to the spinning energy in each of the 7 chakras. So when we think about chakras, we think about these little color wheels. They often depicted in the images like that. And, you know, like I said, it's arguable whether it's 7, 8, or 9.
Okay, arguable on who's... So if it's 7, then who came up with the rules? If it's 8, then, like, who made
it? Yeah, what's the 8th and 9th?
Well, they're like a... It's like a... So it's all based on your glands. The glands in your body. So you have more than 7.
Right.
So because our ancient ancestors aligned the chakras to the glands, the hormonal glands in your body, there are arguments that it's more than 7 because the chakras align with your... endocrine glands, am I saying that right? Yeah. Your hormonal glands, pretty much. You know, you have your thyroid, your pituitary, your pineal.
all that shit they was trying to teach me.
Okay,
your
cool.
Your reproductive glands.
I did not go.
You have glands here to make you sweat.
Wow.
You have glands all over your body. So many people are like, well, it's more than just seven.
Okay, wow.
You have a ton of chakras.
Okay.
But you have main chakras that release hormones.
Okay.
So chakras in your ancient Kemetic teachings were teachings of your glands, your hormonal glands. And the colors of those chakras that they show in Hinduism were colors of the foods and or the fruits and vegetables that you should eat to keep those glands balanced. When those glands are out of balance, for example, when your kidney, I can't remember the glands here, I should just pull it up.
So we run down, because it's in color, so I always thought that God did a nice like thing by having a rainbow. Like the universe itself, and like all the goddesses, like created this rainbow that I think is like a really good way to before everything else came into play, before there was internet, before there was social media, before there was any of that, there's a rainbow in the sky, and you go, wow, look at all those colors, and the colors just so happen to match fruits and vegetables, and those fruits and vegetables just so happen to match your energy systems. So I just thought it was just a nice way of tying everything together in such a simple format. So is it true that the color of the fruit and vegetable heals the color in which gland you're trying to heal? Okay. So you can eat specific fruits and vegetables, raw fruits and vegetables. Does it matter if they're cooked?
Right.
Can they be cooked?
Well, yeah, like, they can be cooked.
If I eat a blueberry muffin, does my blue chakra?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's arguably.
That bread, I don't know.
I was going to say, you
get
the gluten.
Blueberries.
Yeah, you just blueberries.
I love blueberry muffins.
Unless you do like spelt.
Okay.
Spelt muffins.
Yeah, spelt. Yeah.
But the seven, you have seven main colors of the rainbow. You have seven chakras. Mm. That's why they align it in that way. So you're made of hue. You're made of color. So when you close your eyes, oftentimes you see different colors behind your eyelids. So your entire being is made of these colors. And sometimes those chakras that are out of alignment will show in your behind your eyelids more than any other color. And it in the sun, like we were talking this morning about the sun providing every nutrients and energy that you need. It's a such thing called sun gazing, where you look up at the sun before it hits its peak. You gaze at it and then you close your eyes and let it reveal to you which chakra is out of alignment, which color you see.
I didn't know that's what sun gazing was. Hold on.
Yes,
but I love the sun gaze.
It helps heal whatever chakra that is.
Oh, wow.
But if you close your eyes and you just see green dots, blue dots, red dots, you know, people see different colors. That's the chakra that needs to be healed. But chakras are simply our endocrine system, our glands. When you have reproductive issues, when they're in balance, you may experience a lot of yeast infection as a woman. It may be hard for you to carry a child.
That's when the sacral
chakra. Maybe you're hypersexual or undersexual. Maybe your libido's low. I was telling her throat chakra, when it's in balance, you're neutral in your tone. When it's out of balance, you talk too much. When it's low, still in balance. When it's low, you're meek. You don't speak up for yourself.
That is very interesting. So then when you break down those chakras, we can start to get to maybe like the root of what's
everything. Spiritual.
From the root.
Exactly.
From the root.
Even with
the root chakra,
if that's out of alignment, you experience fear. Like, you know how some
survival
people are.
Mode.
Yeah, survival mode. Like,
orange earring.
You experience a lot of sexual reproductive issues
with the root as well.
With the root and the solar plexus or sacral, because those are so close. So the root, sometimes the root is so it's not moving. So sometimes your chakras don't move. It has no life.
It's been depleted.
It's been depleted. So if that's the case, it's not shooting energy up, which energy should move up. And sometimes energy is all here. And it's hyper, to where you're just having sex, you're just spilling out energy to that world. You're not bringing that energy up, and that's when people are hypersexual. When they just want to have a lot of sex, that creative
energy,
watch a lot of TV, and that creative energy goes out versus coming up. Therefore, all your other chakras are dead too, and you're not creating.
You're creatively stifled.
You have no confidence.
You're
shallow in your heart.
You have people have different issues as far as like I feel like you attract people like that, which kind of you bring in somebody that's on that same energy
tip
level
as you.
So that's what causes sexually transmitted diseases, because those two energies together and that energy go out and share with another energy that's imbalanced.
So how do you heal your chakras? How do you get in touch with them to know that they're wrong? Like, if your chakras is like, hey, my chakras is a little fucked up. Like, what am I supposed to do upon realizing?
I got one statement. Be still.
Yeah, meditation. Yeah.
As they say in the Bible, you know, the Bible has has wisdom, if it is taught correct. You need to be still. Mm-hmm. The only time you can hear what's out of balance in you, emotionally, spiritually, physically, is for you to be still with it. Mm. Notice this. Like, you're walking around. You feel a pain or something, you just ignore it because you're so distracted in your head. And to the point where that pain inflames, it gets worse. And then you're like, where did that come from? You just woke up one day and you're like, where did that come from? It's actually been speaking to you. Mm-hmm. But you weren't still to hear it and feel it. Therefore, it has gotten out of balance, out of balance even more. Mm-hmm. And it's chronic now.
So what do you tell the people that are working every day, the people that's grinding, that's just like on the move? It's so many people we know that are creatives that are just like constantly doing and thinking and breathing.
Be still.
And
just don't be hustle. Still. Be alive.
So does that mean you have to carve out time?
Mm-hmm.
What is time? What is that?
An illusion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
So when you say carve out time, it's a choice. Mm. It's a choice. When we think about time, we become a slave to time. Or we make time work for us. Mm-hmm. So when you become a slave to time, you say, I don't have time to do that. Time is pulling you. Mm. When you make time work for you, you wake up in the morning, you say, I'm putting my health first, and then I'll make time for that stuff. Mm. So you own
that's
time.
Now,
you know, a Caucasian told me that.
You can meditate on the toilet. Mm.
A Caucasian
you do that
told
every
me
morning
that. She
morning.
Said, you own your time.
Yeah.
And a Caucasian told me that. Now, mind you, God would send messages through a donkey's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. To get through to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, God is sending a message. However the message.
Whenever you connect, I heard that whenever you spend time connecting your mind.
This is Halo's mama, bro. This is Halo's mama. Halo was laughing at me about the bike yesterday, but her laughs right now just look like Halo being grown.
That's so funny. God can send this to a donkey's ass.
I don't be knowing it's ready. Coming. It just comes out of nowhere. And then she says it's so calm. Like, she just be like this.
Just so like,
so she didn't prepare my
eating
you
my
any
vegan ice cream. Yes.
Just a donkey's ass. Dead in your eyes.
This lady said, bro, you own your time. And when she said it, I was like, like a light bulb went off. I was like, that came out of a donkey's ass. And that
you
was
know,
wisdom and God, I received it.
I found myself getting this tattoo back here.
Ecclesiastes
3.
I saw that.
A time for everything, a time to heal, time to die, time to grow. So I'm trying to learn about timing.
It's balance.
Like, what does it mean to procrastinate? What does it mean to not be on time? What does it mean for the rest of my day to, like, just what does that mean at 24? I'm like, what do I need to do to, like, get a better...
Or whatever.
Be still.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Meditate.
That's how I start off my morning.
Your brain is growing still. Your brain is in its last phase of growing.
Oh my gosh, it's still
your
growing.
Your cerebral cortex isn't fully developing until 25.
That's
scientifically proven. Your cerebral cortex isn't fully developed until 25. That means that you aren't fully equipped to make sound decisions, and you need guidance in that space, which is where a tribe comes in, until you're at 25. Once you're at 25 is when you're a true adult. You're a whole gorilla out here.
Right.
That,
a gorilla in
the
fucking coop.
White folks love that I called you a gorilla.
Yes.
Right. Like, I didn't
call
mean
me say
like
it
that.
To each other. Finally, we have a
they have understand now.
Oh, my God.
They finally get it.
But you see the animals in the wild, like, they grow, and they have to have the guidance by the adult animal into their brain, until they're able to live out here for themselves and hunt and do these things. So that's the case for humans. Our body, our mind isn't fully developed until 25.
Yes.
So your mind is just, like, going through that transition.
That's wild.
Yeah, and you don't become an adult until 30. So your brain is finished at 25, then you become an adult at 30.
I know, that's how I feel. I feel like I'm finally
like,
an
become
adult.
An adult at
and so,
30.
Okay, so how old is everybody? And then what's your sign? Like, I'm 24, and my sign is a Taurus.
I am 30, and I am the Libra.
I'm 29, and I'm a Virgo.
You know what? I'm not 30 yet. I'm 29.
Bitch.
I'm almost 30. I'm pissed this whole time. I just added it. What? It's time. I'm already.
It's time.
I am. I'm 30 in October.
So oh, wow. You went from being a year older than me to a month younger.
Wow.
That's because time
that
is
so true.
Time is an illusion. She just told you this.
Wait, when is your birthday?
September 10th.
Right.
Oh, wow.
That's
she went to
no,
the...
No, yes. I watched her reborn. This is why I watched me reborn. How long has it been that the perception has been that she a year
old? Shit, like...
Some years.
Listen, I thought I was
30. Like, this nigga been ahead the whole time. I'm a step ahead.
All right.
She said, I am the Libra.
First of all,
Libra.
The Aries.
Like,
oh, wait a minute. Well,
I'm a Taurus.
I'm the Aries. I'm 29.
The Aries.
Yes, I'm the Aries.
My opposite.
Are we the opposites? We really are. Look.
That's hilarious. Opposite. My Nana was a Libra and my great grandmother was a Aries.
Your ancestors
are here. Yeah,
they
have.
Nice.
Wow.
What's your birthday?
October
8th. Oh, what's your birthday?
March 24th.
Oh, nice.
And my mom's a Taurus.
Nice.
And she's a Virgo. Oh, nice. She's Virgo. On my Virgo horizon. Have you ever had your name? You have not.
No, I have to have.
Oh,
okay.
You have not had your name?
No.
I haven't either.
It's a therapy session.
Okay, so wait, so wait. So when you get the natal chart, well, wait, what's the natal chart? Okay, so you have to get what? The day and time of which you're born.
And yes, and where.
And where.
Mm-hmm, exactly. What city?
It's a snapshot, essentially, of where the planets and the stars are.
Literally a snapshot of the sky.
Where all the planets and the stars are?
Yes.
The day you were born, the time you were born.
Which stars are facing which moons and which zodiac signs are facing which signs?
That has everything to do with it.
Which zodiac signs are rising?
So
up.
I'm a Virgo, technically.
So, what does this tell you about yourself once you figure this out?
Oh my gosh, everything. Why? So, I'm a Virgo, but I'm not like many Virgos. I am super emotional out here for a Virgo.
Wow.
I be crying. I just be crying, fam. Mm-hmm. And my affect, I have more of a fixation with water, but I love trees. Trees and animals. But three of my planets are in conjunct with the moon at the same time. I'm like Neptune. Uranus, and another one is in conjunct with my moon, which makes me function more like a Pisces.
So, okay. So, where can people go to find their... y'all just follow me on Medium. Just follow me on Medium. We're going to have to put up a link for people to get their prenatal.
But that's interesting that name
that's
comes from natal,
yeah,
prenatal. So, before you're born, before the snapshot, your prenatal vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Prenatal.
Mm-hmm.
But your natal chart, like we said, it tells you about your personality, because when people think that they're one sign, their sun sign, but you have characteristics of all signs, because the moon and the sun faces all signs through a cycle of a month. Therefore, you have to learn the emotions that shift throughout that month, and you got to learn who you're becoming. So you may have a little stubbornness when your sign is facing Scorpio.
Because even in that way, would you say that we're similar to animals in the way that we react to the
sun?
We're
connected to everything.
I mean, everything. You're all one, and that's what that tells us. Yes. Every cycle,
the moon
that you're
affects the
tides. Everything.
It goes from being shallow to can kill you, let alone, like, you know, your body is 70% water.
Exactly.
And then that's
the body is made up just like the earth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the moons and the stars, all of that. So for me,
everything.
I'm a Virgo rising, analytical as hell, can pick someone apart.
And
when
a Capricorn moon, that's why she ain't gonna go unbothered.
Like, when I see a person, I can literally pick them apart. And I don't like the way they're holding their shoulders. They're not confident.
Right.
Like,
everything. I'd be like, what?
They can't be
They didn't eat their broccoli. They did not touch that broccoli.
You hear what she said,
that,
right? Like,
and
she
was
said that.
After, was this? Did you find this out about your moons and about your prenatal, with your prenatal chart, or did you already know these things about you? And then you were like,
it confirmed it.
Okay.
The natal
so
chart
it's confirmation.
Confirmed what I was, because I was like, I don't act like a Libra. Like, most Libras that I know, they're like, they kind of, they're different. They're not as Virgo. But I realized with Virgo being a rising that I have more Virgo traits, which is interesting because you don't have the Virgo traits. But I appear like a Virgo, but I'm a Libra. So I still have the fairness, the judge, the justice.
But I'm a
Libra.
Capricorn rising, which is why I don't mind being by myself, which is why, like, you know what I'm saying, I'll be in my own little thing. But I take care of everybody. The fields before we had, like, lawnmowers, everything would go to ruin without goats. Because they keep everything clean. They keep everything organized. They keep everything.
And it's so funny because different signs.
But they
signs,
just be chilling by themselves on
different
top of the
signs have different energies, too, because I'm a Capricorn moon. So I share more of the stubbornness side of a Capricorn.
Which is why we work well together, because yeah. I have a Capricorn moon too, so I'd just be unbothered by you.
Yeah. And obviously,
no, but you have to be. So you can't be sensitive around.
So
what
would y'all tell the people who are like,
you have to.
Y'all
be
believe in this zodiac sign shit. Y'all dumb.
Those are people. Like, what are the people with the memes?
I would be like, you know, where you're dumb.
You're dumb.
What? Why do they not believe? I mean,
because it's here. It's tangible. You have a damn moon.
Right. I'm like, what is your
plan? It's like, it's there.
What is your reasoning behind
you telling me you want to be lost?
Right. That's so. What is your reason behind not believing me? What is your reason? Like, you don't have a legit.
Other than, like, what kind of church did y'all grow up in?
Baptist.
None.
Oh, Church of Christ. Yeah.
I mean, I never paid attention.
I didn't either.
I was sleeping all the time, trying my best to stay up.
Well, honestly, I put myself in church in middle school, but it was at Venice. So I had like 10 years of being at Venice.
Oh my God.
I know.
It's pretty strict.
It is. When I do something, I go off.
What y'all be doing? Girl, y'all be doing everything in that house.
I like rituals. I'm such a ritualistic person, and at Venice, don't recognize they participate in ritual. Mm. Like, it's a whole ritual going into the Sabbath from Friday night into Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very ritualistic. It's very healthy. You know, a lot of Adventists are vegan.
Mm.
They really dive into the Old Testament, which I really like, and Old Testament's all about magic. They commune a lot. Like I said, it's very ritualistic. Friday, I should take y'all through Sabbath.
Yes.
It's very ritualistic.
I would like to experience
Like, you cook, and then, like, everybody goes around the room with what you're grateful for. Like, you hold hands. You, like...
Oh, wow.
They do the work.
Yeah.
It sounds like they do a lot of work. Like, certain churches, like Christian Baptist, a missionary, they do a lot of the intellectual understanding of God, but you have certain religions that practice the application.
Mm. And tell us what you're about to do. Some people know what's
I'm about
going to go
to a whole Christian college.
Oh.
Is right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. It is.
Like a private
and pick
Christian
apart.
College. I'm not going to say that on air. Because that's like exclusive.
You can pick, you can like highlight different things that we have experienced and what we've been taught.
You mean you're going to go? Are you going to go as a student? Or
yeah, I'm accepted.
Disguised as a student.
Okay. Oh, this is
good.
This is good.
My last name is Anderson.
Yeah. Oh, I need to carry on.
You think about that? I am Mr. Anderson in this matrix.
Right, Mr. Anderson.
Ms. Anderson, what? Okay. Watched the Matrix. Like, his name was Mr. Anderson.
I have not watched the Matrix. You know, I'm not a movie watcher.
Oh, we have need to be.
I'm not going disguised.
I need to.
Okay. I'm not going as a disguise. I'm going.
Oh, I thought you were gonna actually be like. Okay, no.
I mean, I might spread my wings. But
we love your fucking phoenixes, folks.
I'm going to learn Christianity because I've never read the Bible myself. I never studied it, so I've only been led by what other people have said. It's out of the Bible, and I know there's some truth in the Bible, and I know the origin of the Bible. Babu says, I said on my status, it comes from the papyrus plant that our ancestors written on, and the invaders came and stole that. So they did put our magic and some of our truth in the Bible, and I want to understand that. So going to a school that can teach me that.
I'm gonna give you some Adventist workbooks, because we don't be playing about that.
You got workbooks?
Yeah, girl, we got real workbooks.
Okay.
Per book.
Well, we're gonna have
Adventists
to...
are the wealthiest as well. Adventists are the wealthiest denomination in Christianity.
Yeah. And so when
rituals.
We talk about that, when we talk
the
about just the root,
so
we talk about a lot of us being raised in Christian households and then making this transition out of Christianity to further things. I think we really need to have like a part two about
that
what
will be
is spiritual
and,
wellness outside of the church and what is it required to do spiritual work outside of the church, because now we understand chakras. We understand horoscope signs. We understand that we're connected to the sun. We're connected to the moon and to the earth. So... I really thank you, ladies, because y'all came
to walk like Jesus.
How
to walk like this man Jesus that they created. Yeah, that's what it is.
That's
like,
because
Jesus
is
wasn't in no
is.
Church every
that's
Sunday.
No, he was not.
He was going to work.
No. He would go to the temple on Sabbath and read, but he wouldn't.
Oh, so he was a Seventh-day Adventist.
Yeah.
That makes sense, because he rests on the seventh day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everything was like going on the seventh day.
Yeah.
So Christianity has a 7-day Adventist day.
That's why they're wealthy. They keep the laws. Like, people be like, oh, Adventists are strict, but they keep the laws.
Yeah, that's and well, Lord. They eat wealthy. I feel like when you're
they
vegan,
eat
you're
very
wealthy,
wealthy
because you're eating all of those.
You're eating what's royal and clean from God.
Mm-hmm. So you can't help but be enlightened or
they just have superior.
And your chakras can be superior.
Yeah,
superior.
Your chakras are.
Oh Lord. Okay, clean. Well y'all, we ain't gonna try to convert y'all. I promise. I don't want y'all.
There's nothing you can convert to.
No, I am not. Y'all wanna know the podcast audacity that I seen today? They said bacon grease is my essential oil.
Oh.
Outside of Misty B's nasty deli. I could not stand it. Miss B's.
Bacon is your essential oil.
Right there by my house. I was walking
That's
out
disgusting.
And the audacity of the Caucasity.
That's disgusting.
To put, don't play with lavender and frankincense and myrth and no
That's
other
disgusting.
Essential
Wait a minute,
oil.
So they putting bacon with the
They insulin? Put it on outside. It was a sign. It was a marketing sign, a marketing pool to get people in.
Bacon.
The Caucasity audacity.
Think about it.
The bacon grease is my essential oil. I will go back and take a picture of that. I know they still have a picture
bacon
of that.
Grease.
They said bacon grease. I said, don't tell people that because essential oils can heal them. Bacon grease, pork grease will not. It will not.
That's
all we have.
For us to see anyway,
that's all we have. That's all we have.
I don't want to see it because I'm going to kick it down.
Man.
It was a mess.
Yeah. That's all we have for today, y'all. Thank y'all so
Thank
much
you
for
guys.
Joining.
This was beautiful.
Yes.
It was great. So
peace and
this
blessings.
Is another episode of the Parlay Podcast. It is your girl signing out. Please join me again on the couch. Do I know when it will be? I would love to tell you. I would love to make a promise. I don't want to make no more promises. Tune in, man. The Parlay Podcast. Come and sit on the couch. It's your girl, Bree. Bree like the cheese. Stevens without the E. Stevens ends in not an S, but a Z. And I'm signing out. Thank you for joining me. Peace, love, happiness, abundance to everybody under the sound of my voice. Have a fantastic weekend. Going to next week strong. Let's make a plan on Sunday. Don't forget, 2020 is on the way. We got 6 more months until the year 2020. And man, it's a lot of spiritual shifting that's about to happen. A lot of rejuvenation about to happen. A lot of revitalization about to happen. Reurbanization. So it's time for us to reclaim our riches. So I would like for y'all to tune in on this next episode. And we're going to get to a whole nother dimension of wellness. So we will be back. Thank you guys so much. So much. Be blessed.